Her wavy, brunette, shoulder-length hair framed her oval face flawlessly. Lily was the new girl at work. She wore a navy blue pencil skirt that fell slightly above her knee, a sleeveless button top, and a loose black cardigan over it. She did look plain in her office outfit, but she was undoubtedly beautiful. I could not help staring when she would sit down on her swivel chair, and her skirt would go up a tiny bit and expose her silky smooth thighs. She was simple, but she has this appeal to me that made me want to seduce her. With my mighty gut, I finally asked her to have lunch with me that day. "Sure," she said sweetly. At lunch, we talked about some work stuff and enjoyed our Starbucks. I don't get to hang out with anyone in the office, so this is nice. Thank you. I swore I giggled a little. She has the sweetest voice, and she looked like an angel while she spoke. "We can hang out later after work if you'd like," I told her. She just nodded. It was one of those boring days at work when all I did was wait for the clock to hit 5. When it finally did, I went to Lily and asked her, "Still game?" She gave her usual coy smile and picked up her purse and walked with me to the parking lot. "We could buy pizza and watch Netflix at my place if you're up for that," I told her. She answered, "I was wondering if you want to hang out at my place instead." I nodded. My mind went crazy. I agreed, and we drove off to her place. She lived in a studio, quite tiny but very well kept, with beautiful wall decals all over. This time I couldn't wrap my head around what was happening and what's more to come. I was alone with a girl I constantly have horny thoughts about. She was practically a stranger, and it made me want to undress her all the more. She took her thin sweater off and undid the top 2 buttons of her blouse. We lay on her bed and had pizza, beer, and some TV. It was nice getting to know her. She seemed grounded and genuine. After a few hours of talking about her ex-boyfriend and my ex-girlfriend, I noticed she'd become a little tipsy. She started acting weirdly sexy, running her hands through her long neck down to the exposed parts of her cleavage. I wasn't sure if she was doing it on purpose, but hell, I was enjoying every moment. She talked about random stuff, but my head was everywhere inside her clothes when she casually blurted out, "I've always wanted to kiss a girl." I was surprised, but she got me interested. "So you're saying you have not kissed a girl, like, ever?" "No, never," she said. I looked at her and slowly went my way to her lips, and in no time I felt our lips touch. Her lips were soft and supple, and I kissed her hard and deep. With my lips, my tongue, while my hands went all the way to everything I could reach, her hair, her spine, her breasts, her thighs. She moaned ever so softly while we kissed. In the middle of everything, she suddenly asked me to stop. It got me confused until she reached for her side drawer and took a thing or two out and said to me, "Let's do this." She handed me a small silicone vibrator while she held on to another one with a bulb-shaped tip. Oh, this was a lot easier than I expected, and everything was happening on a quicker timeline. She started to use the vibrator on herself while she asked me to lie beside her and do my thing. My eyes were glued on all the things that were going on. Her lips were moaning in pleasure. Her hand was squeezing her breast while the other was pressing the vibrator with a clit stimulator onto her lady bits. She was so into it. I think she forgot I was there with her. I couldn't keep my eyes off her, and she was such a delight to watch. I can see how much she was enjoying herself, and never in my life had I imagined a girl who seemed to be so coy and naive be this wild in pleasuring herself. She was so into it. She slid the vibrator up and down and inside. I sat near her leg to have a better view of what was happening, and she was dripping wet. Her lady juice was slowly dribbling down her thighs to her white silk bed sheets. A few moments later, she began to tremble. Her legs shook, and her moans became wilder. She was nearing the finish line, and while she was moving her vibrator up and down and rubbing her clit all at the same time, I knew she was going to explode any minute. She began frantically gripping her soak sheets while her toes curled in pleasure. Seeing her come made me reach the verge of my orgasm, too. I quickly spread my legs and inserted the G-spot vibrator, fast and deep, while I looked into her delicate brown eyes. She touched my clit and made circles around it, and in no time I reached the most intense orgasm I've ever had. After we were both exasperated from that passionate experience, she kissed me on the lips and whispered, "That was fun. Thank you." We slept in our nakedness and hugged the night away.